We got a heavy hitter at the Funny Bone this weekend. Aries Spears. Aries. What's up, man?
Yo, what's going on, man?
What are you doing for the Super Bowl?
Not a damn thing. I know this is blasphemous to say, but I'm not a football dude.
Really?
You know, yeah, I've never been into football like that. I mean, I watch the Super Bowl like everybody else because it's an event.
Yeah.
It's a chance to gorge on wings. But yeah. Other than that, I'm just not a football guy, man.
Yeah, what's your sport then?
I love basketball and boxing.
Boxing.
Yeah.
Boxing's making a comeback, man.
I like
you see Fox is showing the primetime boxing matches now.
I don't think boxing ever went anywhere. I think the heavyweight division might have went somewhere. You know, from the 70s and the 80s and even the last of the golden years of the 90s. Now you got all these boxers in the heavyweight division whose names you can't pronounce.
Yeah. All the Russian guys.
I saw a video yesterday of Pacquiao in his prime.
Yeah.
Mayweather didn't get that guy when he fought him.
No, he didn't.
He didn't get that guy.
No, he didn't. And
you don't want any of that.
Right. And I was actually just now watching some old Tyson footage. And I just, you know, I'm 43, man, so I came up in that
80s era. Yeah, we're the same age, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and yeah, I just, yeah. If you're a boxing fan or you're a young buck coming up today, to just not know the greatness of the three Mikes, Jackson, Jordan, and Tyson, I mean, what was better than that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Tyson, people don't realize how dominant he was.
Oh, my goodness.
People were afraid to fight him.
Absolutely.
He would have people when he entered the ring.
Absolutely, and I mean, just that personality, be it good or bad. You know, Ali in the 70s, Tyson in the 80s, that kind of personality, you can't get that, man.
Tyson was scary.
He
was.
Yeah,
he was so angry. Remember before he became good guy, Mike?
But I don't know what's scarier now is now he's good guy, Mike.
Right.
You know, but there's always, you can see the glimmer in the eye.
Yeah.
You know, he's always one insult away from returning back to eating kids.
Yeah.
So that was his cover. Remember that? Yeah.
Mike was living in Phoenix when I was living in Phoenix, and I was the in-arena host for the hockey team, and they had a lacrosse team. So I had to do, like, interview the player of the game. So I would hang out behind the scenes, and one day I'm just hanging out behind the scenes with the mascot, and I see Mike Tyson knew the owner and dropped the first ball or whatever the hell they do for lacrosse, right? So he's sitting from like me to you, you know, pretty close. And the guy goes, dude, you should go and we should get pictures taken with that. And I go, and it was face tattoo, Mike. You know what? Screw you, dude. I'm not going to talk to Mike Tyson. So we played rock, scissor, paper. And I lost, and I had to walk up. I go, excuse me, Mr. Tyson?
Yeah.
I'm the inner. Can we please take a picture with you?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, come on, man. And he advised, we were sitting in a
line.
You know, dude, he's always caught that rap.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you treat him with respect, you know, he's a sweet dude, man.
Yeah,
But people get crazy, and they get stupid.
He's a historian of the sport of boxing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Studied all the films, Jack Johnson, Dempsey, Marciano.
That's what we talked about
hour. You know, it's funny that if you go look at that old clip of Mike Tyson, I think it was the press conference for the Lennox Lewis fight, and they broke out into the scuffle. And I think some white guy reporter yelled in the back of the room, put him in a straitjacket. And Mike just goes off on this tirade. And at one point, he drops the F-bomb and tells the dude, I'm going to F you till you love me. And I just thought, that's the scariest thing. If Mike Tyson wasn't going to stop effing me until I loved him, I would turn into a homosexual immediately. Kiss him right on the soft spot of his neck. Come here, boo-boo. I love you. If that's what's going to stop the effing.
Yeah. I'll make you a sandwich afterwards.
Yeah, man.
Now, are you friends with Kevin Hart?
You know, I take that word with a grain of salt. Real friends help you bury a body. You know what I mean? I know Kevin, but to say we're friends.
Because I was going to ask you what you thought about the whole Oscar thing with him backing out, then maybe getting back in.
I don't think they even have
a host.
I don't think he should have backed out. You know, it's unfortunate because this is such a moist era of comedy right now. And I come from that Carlin, Pryor, Murphy era. So I refuse. Like, I'm like a Floridian. I stand my ground. You know, I refuse to be one of these guys that waver during a show.
It's comedy.
I'm worried about your feelings, man.
Right.
You know,
right.
if you can't take it, don't come to the club.
Right. I agree.
I had a girl write me an extensive email last week because I made fun of her friend who was sitting right near the stage, and I said, you know, if you're gonna sit that close to the stage, it's like basketball. You buy courtside seats, you part of the game.
Yeah.
I might be, you know, flying to you trying to save a ball. You know, you part of it. So
don't
if you
get
don't
up
like
to
it,
pee.
Yeah. Stay in the back.
Yep.
You know, I refuse, man.
Yeah, I like the way Louis C.K. is kind of in the sense that he's doubling down on some of the stuff now. He's kind of done his penance, and he's back. And I like the club owner in the cellar that said, no, I'm putting these guys on stage.
If he had never done what he had done from a physical off-the-stage standpoint, I don't think there was ever a problem with his material.
No, I don't either.
That's
he's a great writer, too.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
but what he did, that's
that,
a different animal.
That is
animal.
A good point.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Did you?
I worked the club, so it was so bad, he wouldn't even whip it out. That's how bad the club was.
I remember I got arrested one time in New York because I used to do this thing where if there was a girl that was sitting up close that was kind of well endowed up top, as opposed to well endowed up down bottom, I would act like I was high-fiving her, and then I would pat her breast. And I remember, and ain't nothing worse than angry black women. So there's a table of angry black women, and at one point I go, they're trying to pay their bill. And I go, oh, don't worry about it, ladies. It's on me, jokingly. I got it. I'm going to pay for it. And the one black girl goes, oh, no, don't worry. You going to pay. So she apparently went to the bathroom and called the cops and told them what I did. And when I got off stage, man, they put me in the bracelets.
Wow.
Really? Yeah, man.
We'll be back with more with Ari Spears on the best of Torgan Elliott on QFM 96. You were in a movie with Denzel, weren't you? Malcolm X. You were
I
in
was
that.
Extra.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
you were.
I was extra, so it really don't count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, too, you were the brother in Jerry Maguire.
Denzel's a movie star.
He is.
Yes.
A lot of guys do movies, but they're not movie stars. Denzel's a movie star.
I think Denzel's the only actor of all the icons. Talk about Pacino, De Niro, Nicholson. Maybe Nicholson is exempt, too. He's never had a straight-to-DVD movie. Like, even like Pacino and De Niro, they've had a couple movies. I went, when would this come out?
Oh, Pacino's doing Netflix.
Yeah, but Netflix ain't bad.
No, not
I'm talking 99-cent bin.
Yeah.
There's been a few I've seen with De Niro and Pacino.
Yeah.
Denzel has yet to do a bin movie, man.
Have you seen Denzel's kid in Ballers?
I know his kid, John David.
Yeah, he's pretty good. You wouldn't even know it was Denzel's kid.
Yeah, you would. He sounds just like his dad.
Black
Klansman?
No, I haven't. I've seen him in Ballers.
But even if you really listen, the nuances, he sounds just like his dad.
I'm going to pay attention.
And I think it's a blessing and a curse because you don't want to be like your dad, but we want to see if you're like your dad. You know, do you have the chops? Do you have the talent? So it's he has to not be him, but he's got to be him. You can't be Denzel's kid and be an actor. And people aren't going to compare you.
Yeah.
It comes with the territory.
And Denzel
kind
of goes against Hollywood. He leans conservative. He's been in the same marriage all those years.
Yeah.
Kind of a cool guy, man.
Yeah, he knows what he's like Jordan. He protects the brand.
I'm kind of shocked that you're in a MAGA hat this morning.
Larry, don't do that to me, brother. Don't do that to me. Come on, man. No, sir. Come on, man. You just threw me in a Klan rally.
Yeah.
No exit.
I like Torque. How long have I known you, Torque? 5 years, six years?
6 years, yeah.
6 years. I've never once, if we go back 4 minutes, Torque used jive. Never heard you use the word jive. Black guy sits down. You worked in jive.
Listen, between jive and NeNe Leakes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He might be that dude.
Hey, Jerry,
he
might be that my dude. Two best friends are Mexican guys. I mean, you know?
I'm waiting for you to pull your junk out. Let's make it official. Let's see what you're working with.
You know who we had in there that made us really, really laugh was, do you know JB Smoove?
JB, yeah.
He just says good morning and it's funny.
Yeah, Jay's a funny dude, man.
He is a funny guy.
The good thing before that, though, is it was before we had the person come and bring in. He goes, he says, hey, man, he's in a really bad mood and it's just not.
JB Smoove?
It's early and it's not going great with the stage. I go to Jerry, I go, hey, I'm going to get him going. And I know we're going to have a good time. And I brought up RVs to him. And then when I brought up RVs, he started. Then it was on. And then
I've
happy.
I've never known JB to be in a bad mood.
It was just early.
Right.
You're doing radio all day.
And it was his people that said that.
Yeah,
not
who knows? Who knows, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the people on radio sucked.
That happens.
Yeah.
That happens.
And, you know, you mentioned Bill Burr. I've known Bill for years. And Bill was always, he was an opening act. And he was always funny, but he was nowhere near. And I asked him about that, and he said, because now he's in the stratosphere. Bill Burr is selling arenas out and everything else. And he said he'd got tired of writing his act down on a piece of paper and trying to be the proper stand-up. And when he got angry on stage and said, F it, that's when things really took off for him to where he is today. Because I'm with you. I think he's if not the, but he's one of the, he's an all-timer.
And I'm an avid listener of his podcast, not so much anymore, and he inspired me to start my own podcast, but you know, and I'm sure he probably would hate to hear this, he's probably even heard it before. I don't like when he brings his wife on the podcast, you know,
because he does it out of his home,
he does it a lot now
in the old days,
and people just, they like, dude, we love you. We want you.
He's trying to get laid, Aries. Come on.
Nah, he's married to him. He bought the cow, baby. The milk is there.
Well,
he's got the cow, he's got the kids. You know,
like, I'm married. The milk isn't always there.
Well, brother, you need to work on your blackness. You can start swinging your junk, swinging your head.
Yeah, we're gonna swap cats.
No, we don't promote violence here. It's strictly jokes. Strictly jokes.
Oh, they get it. We're worse.
Yeah,
just in different ways.
Well, gosh, 471 joke man, great seeing you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you guys coming in.
I thought you had a Frank Caliendo thing
we're
for
starting.
Me.
Oh, do you want to hear?
You want to hear?
Here, put the headphones on. Come here.
Oh, stand up. Just turn off the mics. He can turn off the mics and play it. He'll hear it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can you do that?
Okay, yeah, we can do that.
Don't ask him to do any impressions, but ask him how Caliendo makes all the money.
Okay.
All the money. I'm writing
Caliendo
it down.
Caliendo makes all the money.
Yeah, he's like, tell him Frank Caliendo said you should do an impression for them. How about this? Just play this. Aries, do an impression. You're kidding yourself. You're great at everything. You're one of the most brilliant people I've ever met. But do a little Eddie Murphy.
Come on.
Was that recent?
Yeah, that was this morning at 7:05.
Oh, that's funny.
That was at 7 o'clock this morning.
Frank, I love you. Do a joke that's not an impression. You're brilliant at impressions. Let me see a joke that's not an impression.
He's trying, too. Yeah.
I know he is.
He's trying.
I mean, listen.
He wants to be a comedian.
Nobody really does impressions better than Frank.